Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Show.
We now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, the Mike Calter Show.
It is 8:40 on the Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Now, this is a good song. Even better radio. This is George Michael's coming out song. He was screaming in your faces, "I'm gay, listen to this song, I'm gay." And nobody knew. Well, we all knew.
I had a feeling.
Anyway. Yeah. I have to tell you, can I be completely honest with you about something?
Sure.
You might be gay.
Oh. No, I'm not. Oh, okay. That's funny you said that, Carmen, because it is about that. It is about that.
Okay.
I'm definitely not gay. And I would tell you if I had, I really think, Galvin, I, and if I'm wrong, you can tell me, you can call me out on it, but I don't think that I ever hide anything from this, from you guys especially, but from this audience. I'm pretty honest about it, about everything. I don't have, if I thought I had any gay tendencies, I'd have the best, I'd be like, yep, I'm super gay too, I'm gay, I'm bisexual, whatever the, because I really feel like people should just be happy in the one life that they have, but I'm not, I don't have any identity, but I did, but what I was going to say, Carmen, was the very first time I ever saw Wham's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go video,
yeah,
I was very confused.
Oh, why?
Because my heart inside, I was like, I might be in love with this person, but I don't know. I think it might be a man, but I'm not 100% sure. George Michael looked like such a pretty girl in that video, but although in my mind I knew it was a guy in the back of my mind, you know what I'm saying? On the surface, though, he was a beautiful woman.
As he got older, he looked like a man.
Well, he was definitely 80s, yeah.
You know,
I definitely had a crush on RuPaul for a long time until my mother had to tell me one day when we were watching Oprah that that was a man, and I also
right,
was very confused.
They fooled you. Like, yeah. But like I remember Culture Club, Boy George, he received an award. I don't know if it was a Grammy or an American Music Award, and he got up on stage and he said, I'm America's favorite drag queen or something, and I was like, I don't know what that means. I don't understand what's going on. That's a man. You're telling me now that's a man? I'll tumble for you as a man. I didn't understand it at all. But George Michael, so at the time, I had my ear pierced. And if you got your other ear pierced, you were gay. That was the thing. If you got the wrong... I remember I saw a comedian one time, he had the wrong ear pierced. He had his right ear pierced, and he's like, I just want to let you know I'm not gay. I'm just stupid. I pierced the wrong ear. You were only allowed to get one ear pierced. And then George Michael came out, and he had two, and he had hoops, and he had that hair and that skin, and you were like, yeah. Is this a man? Is this a woman? What's going on? It was very confusing.
Why is he so beautiful? Yeah.
Galvin, I know we have this song to get to, but we have a little bit of breaking news. I don't know if you've seen it yet or not.
I don't believe that I have.
Academy Award nominations are coming out as we speak, and I have them. I will go over them for you because there is an excellent surprise in here.
Let's do a little breaking news.
Okay.
We have breaking news with the Academy Awards. We go live to the beach where all the Academy Awards go down.
This initially brought to you by a couple, Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra. These are the nominees for last year's Best Picture Awards. You ready? The Father, Judas and the Black Messiah, Mank, Minari, Promising Young Woman, Sound of Metal, The Trial of Chicago 7, and as promised,
okay,
Galvin,
of course,
Nomadland.
Yeah, of course.
I will tell you that out of all those movies, I've only heard of Judas and the Black Messiah, and I saw The Trial of the Chicago 7, and I enjoyed it. Best director just goes to all those movies.
I saw Promising Young Girl. That was pretty good. That was the one that I told you about that Bo Burnham is in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was decent.
So for Best Actor, we have Riz Ahmed for Sound of Metal, Chadwick Boseman for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Anthony Hopkins for The Father, Gary Oldman for Mank, and Steven Yeun for Minari. Now, Best Actress, you have Viola Davis for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
She should win.
I didn't see it. I don't know. Andra Day, Vanessa Kirby, of course, Frances McDormand, and Carey Mulligan. Now, here is this is where it gets really good. Best Supporting Actor, Sacha Baron Cohen for The Trial of the Chicago 7, where he did it. I thought he did an excellent job as just a straight actor. Then other actors from the same movie. But Best Supporting Actress, Maria Bakalova, who played Borat's daughter in Borat's subsequent movie film. Because we were just saying this the other day, how she was great and she deserved to win an award because she was such a good actress. So I have to tell you, normally I am all over these movies. I mean, we all enjoy watching movies. We enjoy talking about them. But I don't really, like, I feel like this is good because now I know what movies to go watch. But I don't know any of these movies. I didn't watch any of them. None of the animated stuff, the documentaries, I don't know. Oh, The Octopus Teacher was the only one that I had ever heard of before.
Yeah, that was good. That was cool. Mank is about Herman J. Mankiewicz, who is the writer of Citizen Kane. I don't know if he's a screenwriter.
And that's Amanda Seyfried is in that, I believe.
I love her.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah, she's in there, beautiful. Yeah. And Gary Oldman's fantastic.
He's fantastic and everything. There's no big surprises here other than the chick from Borat being nominated, which is great because we were just talking about what a great job she did in that movie the other day, and now she's getting recognized. So
you know what I realized the other day is that Sacha Baron Cohen is not funny. Borat's funny. Borat's funny, and Ali G was funny with the interview, but everything else has been terrible. As far as funny, I thought he was good. All his stupid Showtime prank show or whatever that was he had. I mean, all that stuff's so terrible. I watched a thing the other day where it was, you know, from older thing where he went to this town and was telling them that they were getting the new state of the art mosque, and it was middle America, and they're like, "What? We don't want a mosque here." And it's like, oh boy, that's clever.
I think that he would want to do Borat forever if he could, and he can't because everybody knows Borat, and he did Ali G, and then everybody learned Ali G, and he did Borat, and everybody knew about Borat. Now, after Borat, he became so famous, he can't do anything anymore. Mm. So, I mean, his intentions are good. I think he is funny. I just don't think he's able to pull it off anymore because he's so recognizable now.
But, yeah, because he tried to do other stuff in disguise that wasn't Borat, and as soon as you see him, you go, "You're Borat! You're Borat with the blonde wig on. I know who you are."
I mean, how do you look at Impractical Jokers and they're doing other stuff now because they can't do that show anymore.
Yeah.
He was good as the villain in Ricky Bobby.
I agree.
That was kind of funny.
I liked it, yeah.
But anybody probably
could have played
that.
Actor. I think he's a good actor. He's really good in the Chicago 7 movie. Anybody see that?
Yeah,
I did not.
That's a really good movie, and he's good in it, and it's Aaron Sorkin, who was also nominated, so, I mean, I definitely would check that out. I believe he's good. I just think that he got
no, and
so
it's
much
a good,
fame
not
so fast.
Funny. Not funny right. Outside of Borat and Ali G.
There's some really good Ali G stuff if you hit YouTube and you look at, like, not just the show, but one of my favorites is when Ali G interviewed David Beckham and Posh Spice at Comic Relief. It's really, like, he does some good off-the-cuff stuff. Anyway, you want to talk about awards. I mean, yesterday we had the Grammy Awards, and that's given out for the best musical performances last year, and I don't know how this one got overlooked, but thankfully it was sent to us over the weekend.
Yeah, do you want to just play it, and then we'll discuss, or what do we want to do?
I mean, we should set it up a little bit. This is and I strongly encourage submissions from our listeners. I mean, you see that we discovered a musical beast in Roland Mizell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Galvin, do you have the Roland one handy by any chance?
Of course, I always
do. Can you play a little of this? Because I have to tell you what's happening with Roland. Play a little of that for me.
La 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 la. Like Corona, COVID-19. Dumb like a dropout, addicted like a fiend. I'm not a rapper and I've got no flow. Depression and fear are the things that I know.
Overlooked.
Overlooked.
Grammys. That it's absolutely almost as overlooked. Much of a travesty as the Eddie Van Halen stuff.
Yeah, and it's understandable. He's a localized artist, so it's hard for them to get win. Maybe next year we'll be rolling
possibly.
Here. My reason why I wanted you to play that is because it's so catchy, and we play it. We don't play it all the time, but we throw it out there every once in a while, and it's so catchy that over the weekend, I must have, no exaggeration, must have got 20, 25 request of people wanting to know where they could find the La 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 song and what the origin, who sings the La 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 song. That is Roland Mizell, who used to work here at the radio station, who while he was here on the tail end of his time here, we discovered was also a musical artist, and he's been uploading stuff to his YouTube page, and we love it. We absolutely love it, and we keep playing it, and they're getting catchier and catchier, and he now has inspired other people in our listening audience to follow their dreams and to create new music, like this gentleman who wrote this song, who I don't remember his name.
It's on Twitter, and I believe his last name is Lashua, because it's spelled like Joshua, but with an L, L-A-S.
Okay.
So it's Jason is his name, and it says that he's a nonprofit boss, freestyle king, okay musician, producer, and host of something, whatever. But yeah, so he wrote this, and he said, hey, I made this song for you guys, and would you like me to play it?
Now, most of the time when we hear that, the same way when somebody calls up and says, I got a great joke for you, we all think negatively. What you think is a great joke is going to suck to us because we've heard it before, or because we heard something like it, it's not funny. So when you say, I have a great song for you, normally we think it's going to suck. Boy, were we wrong. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a masterpiece. Johnny Lash?
Jason Lash.
Little AC/DC-ish?
Very, yeah.
It's the Mike Calta, king of the radio, at 102.5 the ball.
Think he'd collaborate with Roland? Because that would be great.
I love how right out of the gate he says, you got Galvin, Carmen, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes back and says, don't forget about Galvin.
Right. Well, yeah. To remind you, Galvin's everybody.
Yeah. Did he say Spike at one point?
I don't.
Did he?
Maybe. I don't think so. Hold on, let's. Yeah, Mike.
Okay.
Speaking of, on Saturday I went to the engagement party, which was at a golf course, you know, like at a golf club.
Uh-huh.
And I ran into a drunk Spike on the mic there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
It was very amazing.
Did he just happen to be there, or was he supposed to be at the wedding?
He happened to be there. He said he was golfing earlier, but I didn't see any sign of golf. He came crashing through the door. Hey! And I go, hey! And then it was me and Mike Olivero was standing there, and Spike was wearing a polo shirt that actually says Spike on the collar of his shirt. His hat actually had an S on it. It was hilarious. He wasn't with anybody that I could see. I think he'd just been sitting there at the bar all day drinking the golf course. I want to give some love to another member of the Bone staff, and that is the fantastic job that I saw that Johnny B did singing the national anthem. Anybody see that?
Yeah, it's funny because I always have to remind people, Johnny can actually sing. Because people are like, did you know Johnny B can sing? Yes, he can. He sings very well.
He did a great job. I wasn't there, obviously, but I saw the videos of him for the last couple of days, him warming up and then him singing. He absolutely credit the national anthem, although everybody knows the words, it's hard to sing, man. And you take it and you make it your own, and then you run the risk of people going, oh, he changed the national anthem. But I watched him. I thought he did a great job. I thought he did the Bone super proud, man.
I have a little bit here. You know, obviously there's the echo because it's in the stadium, and you got to understand that. But here is Johnny B doing a little bit of the national anthem.
That's great.
Yeah. It sounds awesome.
You would never expect that voice out of him.
It was funny because sitting at the table for the Christmas party a couple years ago, whenever they did the karaoke thing and Johnny B got up, people were like, what? Because he sang so well. And I forget that other people don't know. And I was like, oh, yeah, check that out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Johnny, when Snapchat first started, he would walk into the building at night to do his show. And he would get the echo in the lobby, and he would do a little singing thing on Snapchat because he had the echo going there. He's a really, really good singer.
When I saw the video, I was, like, nervous to watch it for him because it's such a, like, I know the national anthem is very difficult to sing, and it's just, Raymond James Stadium, such a massive stage with the echo. I'm like, oh, man, I was nervous for him for some reason, but I know he can sing.
They should let him sing it at a Bucks game. He's a huge Buccaneers fan.
100%.
He's already proven himself now that he could do the song justice. They should let him sing it at a Bucks game. That'd be great.
Songbird of the Bone.
That's right.
By the way,
anybody else? Yeah.
This just in from another fantastic musician, Ronnie D, said that he volunteers his studio and producer work for Roland free of charge because he is a genius, even if he's a terrible genius.
By the way, I saw on social media today, congratulations to Ronnie D. Today's his wedding anniversary.
Oh, nice.
Oh, happy anniversary. Yeah.
You played both my weddings. Right.
He did?
He played my wedding, too.
Two of your weddings.
I will have Ronnie D play my next wedding.
He'll play my wedding next year.
Wait a second. Ronnie D played both your weddings?
Yeah, that's right.
But didn't you have three weddings?
No, only
How
two.
How did he play the first one?
Well, it was he was doing a swing band, and that was back when swing was super popular.
Oh, the Swing and Mooks?
Yeah. That's the Swing and Mooks played my first band, and then it was... he was in the other band with brother something.
Brother Phil.
Brother Phil, yeah.
Yeah, what's interesting is I wasn't invited to the first wedding.
Oh.
Oh, well, friendship, huh?
Wow.
Listen, Michael, I believe I gave you an invitation, and you did the same thing you did with the second one. You just threw it on the floor.
I believe Joe. Show of hands. Who believes Joe? Yep, everybody believes
okay,
Joe.
Okay, I'm not going to argue that at all. I don't get invited to weddings, but I did go to an engagement party.
Whose?
And Soph's daughter.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's nice.
So
no, it's not.
Soph's
She's
daughter.
Only 12. And,
no. What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Arrangement.
You should not be celebrating that.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Soph's daughter, I have been telling you for years, is gorgeous. Okay. Every time she's at my house, I would offer to leave my family for her because that's how pretty she is. But she's getting married, and she's marrying a guy who is equally as pretty as she is, so that should be perfect. Mm. But so he came to me, and he was like, we're going to go to the Golden Diamond Source. I want to get an engagement ring. And we were like, great. So we hooked it up so he can go see Maze at the Golden Diamond Source and get the ring. And then while he was buying the ring, she found out that she was pregnant.
Oh, wow.
It worked out perfect, but I know for sure that he was already getting the ring even before he knew. So the other night was their engagement party, and it was I had to leave a little early, and Mike Oliveira was there, and I said, I got to go. And he goes, I got to be honest, I'm surprised you came. So I had a great time. It was outside on a beautiful night on a nice, you know, hoity-toity golf course. So it was nice. It was a nice night. I was most amazed by this kid's father was dancing with the kids. You know, like, I say kids, but they're all in their 20s, you know. And he had some moves. He came over and he sat down. I was like, I got to tell you, we're probably about the same age. That was very impressive dancing.
Did Mike dance with his dog in a tank top or no?
I think he's saving that for the wedding.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But, yeah, I continue my streak of not being invited to people's weddings. So, Joe, I'm just going to assume you didn't invite me to the one, or I might have thrown on the floor.
I definitely did.
One of those things. You invited me to the second one, but I knew it wouldn't last, so I didn't go.
Oh, yeah.
If you would have went, it would have lasted.
That was information I could have used before the wedding, Michael. Okay, you could have told me that before.
Nobody comes to me for advice. I told Chubbs he should get married. I said, Chubbs, listen to me. There's a lot of times in this business where you'll get a guy like you will get girls that you shouldn't get, that are out of your range, but you've already got a hot girl. You've already got a girl that loves you and takes care of you. You should marry this one. It's never going to get any better, and he did. He took my advice. And with you, if you would have asked me, you didn't ask me, I would have told you, look, I'm not going to waste my time coming to this wedding and giving you a gift because I know it's just not going to work out.
Oh, my God.
So, you would have told me that before the wedding. I would have canceled the wedding. You could have given me that information before it happened.
I'm not really 100% on you guys yet because it's still pretty new.
Yeah.
And Spanish and Charisma, although I think that is going to be a great wedding and a great couple, it'll only last for 5 years.
Mm. Oh, no way. It's going the distance.
I'm going to take the under.
No.
Thanks,
Spanish,
Theo.
You guys got a five. It'll be a fun 5-year cap, and then after 5 years, you will be sick of each other.
You think so?
I'll keep your room open.
Yeah.
I would go the under on that as well. I think that'll end in 2.5 years with Spanish in a car going like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like at some point, she's going to realize she can get a real man.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be out somewhere, and a real man's going to come up to her and be like, hey, are you really with that little kid?
Yeah. Mm. I can tell you guys, she gets hit on all the time.
Yeah, she's into you right now, but eventually she's going to realize that a real man could take her and make her the queen that she should be. But at the same time, Spanish, I also believe that you will still not miss a beat. You will break up with Charisma, you'll be sad for one day, and then you'll be back to banging like a champion.
Yep. I'll probably be sad for some months, but that won't stop me from banging like a
champion.
Come on,
shake it off.
48 hours.
Yeah.
Shake it
off. No, you remember when Kelly and I broke up, I was pretty devastated about that for a couple months. Remember, I would go to you in the red room and try to talk to you about it.
You guys were together for a while. You'll use your tears as lube.
Yep.
It was like 3 days.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was 3 days before you were back out there.
Yeah, well, I didn't say I wasn't sad.
Oh, well. It's not going to last, but also, I will come to the wedding and drink your free booze.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
So that's how I feel about that wedding. Like, I feel like it'll be a good 5 years. Like, you guys are into a 5-year project, and then after the 5 years, it's probably going to fizzle out. But that 5 years will be worth it.
Okay, I'll be around 38 by then, so that'll be rough. But yeah,
there's a big difference between yours and Joe's. Joe's is a failure at the get go.
Oh my god!
Right out of the gate.
What? Yeah. Dude. Yep. I'm telling you.
Well, the second one for sure.
You knew it was going to be bad when Steve Miller was doing the ceremony to wed you guys in like a sash. Yep. Yeah.
Complete farce.
You ready for this? You ready for this next prediction? Kayla got engaged over the weekend.
I saw that.
Oh.
Yeah.
You ready for the prediction?
Guy or girl?
Guy.
Okay.
They've been dating for a while.
Right? Kayla gets married and it lasts. But Kayla gets really fat.
Oh. Don't say that.
She looks thin there. She looks thin.
Yeah.
Carmen's showing a picture. She's one of the most beautiful girls that's ever worked in that building. I think she's gorgeous, and I think she looks great. I'm telling you my prediction for the future. She has a baby right away, and she never loses the baby weight. And instead of like being like, I'm going to lose the baby weight, she's like, forget it. I'm just going to pack it on. I'm married now.
Hold the ripcord.
And that's my prediction.
I don't think so.
All right. I'm saying she looks great now. I think she's gorgeous. But she's going to get really fat.
Listen, Carmen, I love Kaylin. She's one of my besties. She actually texted me and told me the news before she posted it for everybody to see.
Man, you guys are besties.
So inner circle.
Yeah. I had a little hot love. Wow. But no, I don't think so. I think Kayla definitely, you know, like all girls. No, all girls have potential to gain a little weight and stuff. But her boyfriend have been together for a while now, so I think she already went through that phase and she lost all that weight. And she's
I think he's also going to get fat too. I think they'll both be fat.
I don't think so.
Wasn't she anti-marriage?
No,
for forever. No,
no, no, no, no.
Caleb doesn't like
me. Didn't mix with her brand.
Why not, Jill? Yeah.
I think she hates my guts.
Because she's a human person.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. That is so awesome.
Common sense.
What'd you do to her, Gio?
Carmen rubbed off on her.
Yeah.
Common sense. Everyone hates Gio.
I think some of the stuff I said on air, she took personal.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a jerk.
Like
you're
what?
A mean
like
human
what?
Being.
I don't remember, but I...
You're not nice.
I don't remember. It means you don't want to repeat it.
Yeah. No, I would play like I had a whole soundboard of Kayla talking about her all kinds of stuff and I think she just
it's okay, it's not okay.
Yeah, all stuff like that, and I think she took it personal and just doesn't like me.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, if she's mad at you, she's gonna be really mad at me today. I'm not saying she ever. I don't know how I could say that. I have said this before on the air before today, right? I said Kayla is one of the prettiest girls ever worked here. I think she's gorgeous, and I'm happy that she found love and she's getting married. I just see me in 3 years. In 3 years, I think she's going to have her first kid, and she's going to chunk up, and then he's going to chunk up, and they're both like, eh, whatever, let's just be fat.
God. It's easy.
Yeah. I'm just telling you. Now, Carmen, I think you and Chocolate Rain are going to be together a long time, too. I think.
Chad.
I get good vibes about you guys, and I don't see either one of you getting fat, because Chad won't let you.
Yeah, no. And I can't stand next to him. Like, the second I put on a little weight, and I stand next to him, I feel terrible about myself.
Did he judge you for eating 4 corn dogs on Saturday?
No, bitch, because he ate 4 with me.
I'm sad.
So suck it, Gio.
8 corn dogs in one couple. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
So I will say, we're doing our first adventure, our first vacation together this week, since we have a couple days off, so this will be... Kind of, I don't know.
Where you go? Where are we going?
Traveling is always different with people. We are going to Austin, Texas.
Oh, that's nice.
Chocolate rain. Going to Texas. Yeah. See you, Joe. Chocolate rain.
What are you guys going to do out there?
So he actually has like a bunch of gamer friends that he's like never met.
Of course he does.
Yeah, I love this guy. Yeah.
Never met?
I love him.
But he's been playing like video games with him for like 10 plus years. And
can I just tell you what's going to happen? They're going to be like, yo, Zeldar, did you know Chocolate Rain was black?
his gamer name lets everyone know he is. But anyway.
What's the name?
Oh, aggressive.
It's called Surprisingly Black 741.
I can't say it. But
you can't say his gamer name?
Why can't you say it?
I mean, I can't.
Text it to us.
No, I can, but I don't want to say it.
Oh, it's not a
funny. Don't give out the whole thing.
Real quick, are you saying you can because you're dating a black guy?
No. Oh, okay. No. It is along
what letter does it start with?
B. And then another B.
And then a C.
Big Black Mamba.
Yes.
Is it something like that?
Yes. It's,
is there another letter after that? Is it the letter C?
Yes.
Oh, boy. And then is there some X's? Oh.
No. And then it's his last name.
Oh, it's, man.
It's Big Black Chocolate Rain.
Yeah.
He's going to meet his buddy dude friends with his gamer tag.
So we were trying to figure out where to go. Neither one of us have ever been to Texas. I know Texas has great Mexican food, so I want to just
go there.
No, it's not. So that's the reason why, and I just want to go to Texas, but there's like a reason to go so he can meet one of his gamer friends that he's never met.
Carmen's traveling
to... What if he gets there? What if he gets there and the gamer friend 7?
I mean, they've been playing together for like 10 years, so that would not be mathematically possible. Yeah. And no, the guy, his gamer friend, has like a wife and kids. Like, they know each other and they send pictures. They've just never met in person.
They've sent pictures?
Oh,
here's what I look like, dude. Here's what I look like.
Don't listen to them, Carmen. ASL. I do the same thing.
Okay. Well, they're friends.
ASL.
They're
from
ASL. MRF. By the way, Carmen's traveling to Texas to eat food, and you say Kayla's going to get fat?
No, because what's going to happen is, are you guys driving?
No, we're flying.
Oh, because Chocolate Rain would make her run behind the car. Yeah. Like, I feel like he's got his game in order. He'd be like, Carmen, double pickleball this weekend.
Yeah. We're very active. I go to the gym regularly.
You do?
Do you golf at all?
We've heard.
I golf. Yeah. I have sex with my boyfriend. That's a lot of cardio.
We didn't know.
And, you know.
The way he does it, it is.
Yeah. You mean your boyfriend, Big Black Mamba 37?
Yeah. But no, I do a lot of the work, so, you know.
What work?
Sex work.
Awesome.
BB work.
Well, but, Texas is wide open, no masks.
Yeah, Texas is wide open. Everyone's coming here right now. And like I said, I've never been to Texas, so I just figured go and eat some good Texas food.
Listen, always go someplace you've never been before. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's great that you're getting out.
We have a couple days, so...
Mm-hmm. Meet some kids.
You should take some time to go see Kayla soon, too, before she blows up.
You know what? I was looking at California places to go because I've never been to a winery before. Yeah. And this is kind of like my birthday present to myself, and I love wine. But I still wasn't really sure, like, California laws and everything that they're doing right now.
Yeah, California is too tight. Yeah. All right, well, I have to tell you, while I was talking about Kayla getting... porking up in the future, I want to tell you about somebody now who is looks incredible.
Thank you.
Which I don't get to see. Because I'm not in the building, but I saw a picture of Miguel over the weekend. Has anybody seen him recently?
Yes. Yeah. You're turning into a cyborg for a second there. But yes. No. In fact, I was walking behind Miguel the other day, and I go, look at this guy's legs. I said, keeping it tight. He said that he's back in, lifting and doing it all and stuff. Yeah, he looks good.
My son, he goes, is Miguel working out? I go, I don't know. I haven't seen Miguel in forever. And he goes, dude, he's shredded. And he showed me the picture, and it was him sitting on a boat in a tank top. And I had to text him because we always make fun of him whenever he gets fat. So we had to text him to tell him the opposite, that he looked great. I mean, he looks – his arms are
– Is that real? Is that Photoshopped?
The picture?
Yeah. Does anybody know?
I assumed it was real.
Yeah, it looks like he's...
You're the one. He's right next door. You can go look at him.
I hope it's Photoshop.
I mean, that's... Like, I think that's... he looks great, but that's a great picture.
It could be, like, post-pump. Like, he pumped... Carmen, like, he pumped some iron before he went to...
Post-pump.
What?
Can you go look and see if he's there, Carmen?
Yeah.
COVID. We can't. We can't have people in here.
You'd make them stand at the door and flex.
It might be pre-pumped, too.
it might be
wall pumping.
Yes, yeah. Because, he looks great there.
I mean, he's jacked. Like, I don't want to
fight him. If you would have said that Miguel's doing bodybuilding now, I'd be like, holy crap.
Oh, that's not real. Yeah. That's an app.
That's got to be something, right? That's got to be something.
That's
don't
an
be
app.
Hating Gio.
No,
what is the thing say? The message or whatever, the post.
Just thinking about Claire and Jamie in the 1700s.
I don't know.
Yeah.
When will Outlander stars
send that
back
to the group, Spanish.
Is he not there, Carmen?
He is, but they're, like, doing something right now.
Spanish better.
I mean, can you just go look at his arms?
Well, he doesn't run the board anymore. Scott does. So he actually sits in the corner, so I can't see through the computers.
Is there a light on? If not, just kick the door and be like, bitch, show me your arm.
Okay, hold on.
Do you guys still have the horn?
I was saying, let me try this. Let me try. Hey, Miguel, you really look that good! Yeah, the door was open. I don't know if you heard me or not.
That was great.
Carmen's going to look now.
Okay, all right.
You're turning into a cyborg.
Yeah.
Yeah, the picture that Spanish just sent is a different person than the picture that's up there.
Yeah, I think, you know,
no,
there's some trickery.
That's the picture.
What's up?
What's
so,
up?
I mean, they look good.
Spanish's picture he sent looks very different, though.
Yeah, what's the deal? That's not...
I was going to say, his arms do look good, but they don't look as defined as they do in the picture. I feel like it might be like a little light trick.
Yeah.
Wait, Spanish. The one you sent me, the one that you just sent the group, that's the one you guys are questioning?
No. That's the one we say is real.
Real.
The one, the boat picture, the one I don't. I mean, I literally just saw him Friday, and that's not him.
Because that's the same shirt. Like, Spanish sent us one.
Yeah.
See?
Come on.
Let me see. Do you have the other picture?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, Mike can't see the one on Bone TV.
Yeah, Carmen, can you grab that one? Or hold on, I'll go to his Instagram and do it.
I'm doing it.
Okay. All right.
You son of a bitch. And he didn't even tell me.
Nah, he got
allowed
you.
Me to compliment him.
He got you, fool.
He allowed me to compliment him without...
Oh. Carmen, you know all the app tricks and stuff with the, you know, the Instagrams.
Right.
I do.
Can you make my arms look like that?
Yeah. What? Excuse me.
There, Spanish just sent it. Or no.
Yeah,
both of you sent it.
Hold on, let me look at
I say fake fish.
Spanish got first.
Oh, dude. If this is fake fit, it's got to be because there's no way
he
gained this much muscle from.
I think it's like a lighting. I think it's a light trick.
I think the light is directly above him and it creates dramatic angles.
Maybe
he's covering his belly and he's covering his.
Yeah, he's sitting straight.
Plus, there may be a little flexing going on.
He bought some dumbbells with him on the boat, and right before they took that picture, he ripped out some curls.
Post pump.
Bam.
Post pump.
Post pump.
Post pump.
That's a golf thing.
One picture's pre, the other's post.
Yeah.
This isn't just pump. This is steroids.
Why don't we text him and say, hey, guy, is this real?
He's not gonna out himself.
He's already out.
He will. Yeah, he's already been outed. Let me take a break, and we'll get to the bottom of this when we come back.
All right.
Because I'd like to know, really, what's going on. Because if this is an app, I'd like the app.
That's yes.
I'll make every picture of me sexy from here on out.
Oh, my God.
We'll take a break, and we'll get to the bottom of is Miguel less chubby and flabby, or is he fully jacked up? One of those pictures is true, and one of them is a lie. We'll get to the bottom of it. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.